Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe U.S. Studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Well, hello there, everybody. Happy Friday.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That would be America, the U.S. of A.
Land with countless dreams.
I'm Scott Hennin, Kevin Flint is here, and it's Friday.
And this ain't out of reach.
What's on your mind today, folks?
Hard work pays off the way it should.
That's why we named the show What's on Your Mind.
It ain't enough to know that we've got it good.
We want to know what is on your mind. I have a little bit of unfinished business, old business, as we say, from yesterday's program. I finally got a chance to tally. We had over 100 that weighed in on our question of the day yesterday. You remember what it was, Kevin?
No. I think I'm back on Wednesday's question, probably.
Should the Republican field suspend their campaign against Donald Trump and express unity in the face of these four indictments and all these charges? Would you guess that the overwhelming majority were in favor of that idea or against that idea?
I did see a lot of the responses. I would say they were very much in favor.
76 in favor and 21, some version of let the process play out and never Trump. You know, that Trump can't win and Trump's done and, you know, all of that. So you overwhelmingly let your voice be heard there. So there you go. We have a little bit of breaking news from a meeting this morning of the North Dakota Education Standards and Practices Board. They dealt with the teaching license of a Fargo man jailed on multiple child pornography-related charges. He has his teaching license has been suspended by the State Teacher Licensing Board. 7-0, that decision. I'm thinking that wouldn't probably be a hard decision, but sometimes they say, well, this person's been jailed, and you're innocent until proven guilty, and we'll wait and see what happened, but they've yanked the license. Just an awful deal. 7 felonies, Class A felony charge of promoting or directing an obscene sexual performance by a minor. Court documents state the charges stem from a cyber tip filed with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in June. He had been serving as a principal at West Fargo's Independence Elementary School. The board action Friday morning included the potential for further sanctions for his license should he be convicted of the crime. There you go. God bless the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Oh, amen to that.
These cyber tips help uncover this disgusting filth known as child porn. So we're glad they're out there. We're glad their law enforcement has these tools and I don't know. It's just, it seems like we hear a lot more about instances of child porn and this sick stuff than we ever have before. It does to me. It's not uncommon. It's not super rare. That's the sad part of it. I'm not one for vigilante justice. But that is one offense that could lead me to say, you know what? Maybe we should have fast track justice.
You know, a guy like that falls on a shank in prison. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
I just saw a video of a convict that was being they added a life sentence onto his 20-year sentence, whatever, because the cellmate he had was a child molester, like the most evil, nasty stuff, and the guy wouldn't stop talking about all the kids and the stuff he had done. So this guy beat him to death in prison. It's like, yep. The judge asked him. He said, yeah, he was a child molester, and he wouldn't shut up about it. So, yeah, I beat him to death. They put him in for the rest of his life. He didn't care.
Yeah, these people do not fare well in jail.
No, they do not.
No, that's sort of a self-policing kind of thing that goes on there.
Well, it says something about the, you know, the sanctity of children, of our children.
Oh. By the way, if you haven't seen it yet, Sound of Freedom is phenomenal. Did you see, I saw a number the other day. I think it's near $150 million in revenue that's been generated from this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they made it for like $5 to $9 million.
Yeah.
It is, and it's moved into a lot of small communities, smaller theaters, still out there. If you haven't seen it, it will open your eyes to this disgusting poison. I have no words for it. Of child trafficking and sex trafficking, and it's just, oh, I don't know how to, I got to talk about something else because it eats me up.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Meanwhile, at the southern border.
Which is a big part of how it happens.
Well, there you go.
That to me is just as sick as you can get. So,
happening all over the world. Every
exactly
day.
Right. One listener says the internet has made it possible to see this stuff so easily. Is there nothing our leader? Is there nothing our leaders can do about the dark web? And what is? How do you explain the dark web, Kev? What is the dark web?
Dark web is where hackers live. It's where there's a lot of like .com, .net. You get into all sorts of different .dot addresses that'll take you to. I mean, the most nasty part of humanity you can find on the internet, especially on the dark web. From everything to do, the worst things you can imagine to children, to killing people, to, they call them snuff videos. I mean, it's where good and the most evil live all at the same time.
My understanding of it is it's completely anonymous in the dark web, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's what,
too.
That's what's a little bit different, whereas I guess on the internet, you know, if I go search dark web on the internet, somebody somewhere could say, that was Scott Hinman that did that from this computer. That's where the tracking is much
anonymity.
More.
Yep.
Yeah. Different. So there's, you know, terrorism, selling illegal weapons, anything that's illegal, and accessing child abuse images. That's what they happen. So back to the listener's point. Is there anything we can do about the dark web? There should be. Anyway, a couple of thoughts to start the show. It is What's on Your Mind. It is the Friday edition, so we just have a little bit of a free-for-all here on Friday and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I have some clips from the election summit that Mike Lindell held. We know more now about the plan, and the plan centers around a device, Kevin. A device.
All right.
To watch. So, you're going to find this interesting. Here's how you call us, 701-271-1100. That's the telephone number. You can call us toll-free if you'd like to, 855-200-1776. There's an option when you call the toll-free number to either leave us a message, if you just want to get something off your chest and leave a message and not wait to get on, no problem. You can do it right there. Okay? And so those two numbers to call us, you can email us, studio@flagfamily.com. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Dana in Valley City's first to go on What's on Your Mind Friday. Dana, lay it on me.
Yeah, there's just something I wanted to run by you and Kevin. It's been bothering me for quite a while. It's on the 2024 election. I believe we're in deep trouble in 2024. We've got Brian Kemp down in Georgia, and there's absolutely no problems. You got Doug Burgum saying, don't rehash the past, all these other people in the primary saying that Biden is our legitimate president, and you've got hundreds of millions to go against Trump, and while we're doing all that stuff and wasting all that time, the Democrats have everything laid out for 2024, just like they did last time, so there's been no consequence. You know, they've got the ballot trafficking ready to go, lawfare, they're ready to go in all the swing states. I just think that we are in deep trouble in 2024 because our establishment refuses to believe that anything happened. And if you don't talk about it, it's not going to go away. I wonder what your guys' thoughts are on that.
Well, I think they don't have COVID. So if you're looking at pluses and minuses, a lot of how they were able to steal the election was through, you know, what's called legal theft. A state saying, oh, we've got an emergency that a governor declared. Okay, you can drop off ballots anytime, anywhere. You can do mail-in voting. You can do, and so.
What about the ballot trafficking?
Well, there's still issues, but my point is it's nowhere near as Katie bar the door, anything goes, as it was during COVID. But your point, Dana, I think is very well taken, in that you can't dismiss that anything happened. No, everything was fine, and not think there are going to be consequences of that. For that, I completely agree. Kevin's take when we come back. Hang on, Dana.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking Estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show is going to fly by. It always does. Just go. Where does time go? It's going to be lunch hour before you know it.
I see what you did there.
And then you're going to have to decide today, where am I going to go to lunch? My answer to that would be PetroServe USA. Why? Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Make it nice and easy. Where else can you get beef tips? And, you know, just rather than a burger and a wrapper, beef tips, for crying out loud. Cheesy scallop potatoes and ham. 12th Avenue and I-29. Beef tips for West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef as well. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Pulled pork in Harwood. Tater Tot Hot Dish, MP Avenue. Orange chicken in Glendon. Meatballs in Euland today. Sloppy Joe's on 45th. PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. All right, so Dana is asking us, Kevin, with a governor like the governor of Georgia saying Georgia was perfect in the election 2020, Governor Burgum and others saying don't rehash the past, let's look forward, and knowing that hundreds of millions of dollars are coming in and being spent, how can we ever trust that 2024 is going to be on the up and up? What would your answer be to that?
A lot of it won't be. They fixed some of it. A lot of it won't be. And don't expect anything new out of Illinois, out of California, out of New York, out of these intrinsic, you know, where cheating is just in the DNA in, you know, Cook County and Clark County and, you know, all of California and New York. And, you know, it's just going to, again, the battleground is going to be in these states. God bless Mike Lindell. If you watched any of the stuff at frankspeech.com the last couple of days, I went back and watched a bunch of the highlights. You can't look at the team of people that might like Mike or not, or the team of people that he brought in and what he presented as far as tendencies and odds and things. And, you know, there's so many metrics of the thing. It's beyond even possible. It's like, and 4,800 dead people here and 1,700 dead people there and voter logs that are, you just can't be confident with it. And then I would say, no, what we got to have our eye on everything. You know, they're going to do it again. They're going to try. And we just got to keep catching them at it. Would be my, you know, the best I can give you.
All right, Dana's gone. I was going to give him a little chance to assess answers. But anybody else can. Agree, disagree, let us know.
You mentioned
frankspeech.com. Jeff O'Donnell, one of the many experts there, and Mike Lindell unveiled a device that is going to play a role in making sure 2024 is on the up and up, to Dana's question. Here's Jeff O'Donnell explaining this a little bit.
This box is the result of actually years of development. It really went on the front burner after last year's event. If you're like me, when I first heard the concept of it and realized that it could be a real thing, a very near thought was, this is so obvious. Why didn't we think of this before? Okay? I mean, it should be, I mean, the idea is going to take a little time to sink in and all the different, but the point is, it's a box that, a magic box, I like that, which when you combine it with the software that we developed, that will centrally archive all of the data from all the places around the country and alert instantly when there's, and you know, you can even decide what you want to be alerted on. You know, it's really not news if a cell phone fires up in an election office. That's probably somebody walked into the election office with a cell phone. But if a new computer that hasn't been on the internet before suddenly fires up at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night or 2 in the morning, that's news, and you want that, and this is really all about transparency. I mean, it's what we ask for, because we know if there's transparency, there will be fair elections. There's no way around it. So this device can be within 500-600 feet of the actual office. Meaning, they don't want you in the office. Fine, go stand outside the window. If it's close to the road, go, you know, find a parking place and sit in your car and turn up the air conditioning and just let the device do its work. It's going to be so simple to use. It's just a basically an on-off switch. On and you're recording, and off you're done recording. I mean, that's what it is, and it will take care of everything else. And it will. Look, we've if you think of this whole thing as a chess game we've been playing, you know, we this puts them in check, and I'm very happy that we're on the offense for a change. We are on the offense for a change, absolutely. And they have to do something. They can't just sit back, because if they perceive business as usual, they know that now they're in for a lot more trouble even than they already were.
So this is the crux of the plan, this device that they're talking about, that will centrally archive everything because of, you know, so I need to know more about it, but it sounds, as he said, you know, very simple.
And you need to know who Jeff O'Donnell is, because a lot of these people on the videos you'll see, you'll go, who is that? And I spent a little time reading about him yesterday. He runs a company called Ordros, O-R-D-R-O-S Analytics, and cutting-edge forensic and analytical research to assist grassroots election integrity, et cetera, et cetera. This guy is brilliant. And the more you read about how they broke down, and again, that's what I was talking about, analytics and trends and odds of things. None of it, in so many counties, districts, none of it got even close to making sense. So that's who Jeff O'Donnell is. He's the real deal.
Listener emails, you have to watch the videos from Mike Lindell's conference, all the video clips. They show the deep state, the fake news, the voting machine companies all saying the machines are not connected to the Internet. It is devastating. It is devastating. So, think of it this way. This is the best I can explain this quote unquote device. If I go to the airport and I'm waiting to board a flight, and I want to put my phone on Wi-Fi, I go to the Wi-Fi, click on my phone, and what do I see? I mean, I could do it right now, and I see half a dozen networks that are available. Now, some of them are secure. I can't get to them, but it tells you where these who's here, who has the ability to tap into what's going on right now. So,
right,
that's where he's talking about. Where is this one from? And if you have a way to centrally archive all those, you could put together the network. One thing I love Michael Lindell. I think the fact that the guy has spent as much money as he's had, borrowed money to do all this research, pay all these people to be able to work nothing but on this problem in 2024 and securing the election. What Mike is not good at is explaining something in an elevator speech. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, exactly.
So there is a blizzard of information from, as Kevin says, experts with unimpeachable credentials. But it is so much information, I think the average person just says, explain this to me in a simple manner. So I hope to spend some time to be able to water this down to a couple of minutes. You got a piece of it from Jeff O'Donnell there. More coming up. Your call's welcome. Watch it. Is the big
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has approved sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine to help fight Russian forces. U.S. officials confirm that the American-made planes will be sent from Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as pilot training is completed. Ukraine's been lobbying for F-16s to help fight Russian air superiority for years. Ukraine officials say they don't expect the planes to be ready until next year. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is looking to delay his federal trial related to the election of 2020 until 2026. charges against a presidential candidate is unprecedented during an election cycle. Trump's attorneys recommend the trial start in April of 2026. A decision has not been made at this time. Thanks for listening as we get this Friday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind is brought to you by the University of Mary. Your education is meant to prepare you for much more than just the next lap on the corporate treadmill. It's meant to equip you to live a fulfilling, meaningful life. The University of Mary's flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career preparation with values-based life formation to help unlock your fullest professional and personal potential. So rise to your calling with the University of Mary. You were made for more. Start today at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu. All right, 27 before the hour, and it's What's on Your Mind open phone time in this first hour. Senator Kevin Cramer coming up next hour. All of your questions and comments welcome for him. Want to get those in early? You can call 855-200-1776 and leave a message right now. Call us at 271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. 701-271-1100 to call. 701-237-1590 to text. So anyway, just to finish on the summit, the election summit. The plan involves a device and a lot of grassroots activism. And you can find out more at frankspeech.com. The whole event is, they did a nice job of cutting this up into bite-sized pieces so you can get a gist, you know, get the gist of what's going on. But there's definitely a call to action right now, and it relates to this device that Jeff O'Donnell was talking about. I, too, will try and boil this down a little bit. We're going to invite some of the experts on and follow this to get you the information, try and help you digest this torrent of information that came out from the conference. All right, getting backed up on text, so let me get to those. Come on, you guys, this election issue is like abortion. Half the country and almost all of the media believes the election was legal. These are heart, moral issues, and only a relationship with Jesus Christ will deliver better lives. Are they mutually exclusive, though? I don't know how you can't be a believer and have the faith that you have, but at the same time realize you've got a civic duty to go out and gather the information to believe what you believe and then do something about it. I mean,
amen. Yeah.
In other words, because the country split on abortion doesn't make me less pro-life. It makes me say, if we have one person today who was pro-choice yesterday and now is pro-life, that's a victory. That's a victory.
Yep.
These things don't happen
overnight.
No, and I agree with you. These are heart moral issues, as you say. And only a relationship with Jesus Christ will deliver a better life. You're right. For that matter, eternal life. Couldn't agree with you anymore.
We know
still,
that.
Still believe you don't throw up your hands.
Oh, no.
And say, oh, half the country thinks it's fine, so what do I care? I'm not going to do anything about it.
Doesn't mean we don't stay in the fight.
So let's say this device detects something at a polling place on election night. Where are you going to find an honest judge willing to look at the evidence? Isn't that what happened in 2020?
Another part of the problem.
I think the idea behind this, from what I can gather, is, again, centrally archiving this, but real-time flagging of it, so the local level is the issue. In other words, you bring that to the attention of the auditor and the local polling officials well before you get to even a judge. But you've identified a problem with some judges. But I must say, this is something that is too prevalent in fake news. Every single allegation of voter fraud has been investigated and found to be not true. How many times have we heard that?
But investigated by who? Who found the? Who made the findings? Who decided? Yeah, keep talking.
But in reality, what should be said is the vast majority of the cases brought alleging voter fraud were not heard based on what I would call a procedural issue. In other words, the judge didn't say, is there something here, or is there not something here? In other words, let's review the evidence and let me rule on the fact that you're right, there's voter fraud, or no, you're nuts, there's no voter fraud. They were not dealt with in that manner. They were dealt with in this manner. Do you, as Kevin just said, have the standing to bring this? You don't. So I didn't even look at the evidence. The vast majority did not get to the evidence. The vast majority were bounced on procedural reasons. So that's what's pretty important there.
Out of all this, I'll give you a couple silver linings. One, we don't have, you know, God forbid they drop some other sort of emergency word. It would be emergency whatever, executive action, reason to not follow law.
COVID. It happened in COVID.
Exactly, bro.
All over.
So they don't have that. We have the gains that we made in the states where we've made them. Again, you're not gonna not gonna be happening in New York, Illinois, California. We did gain some ground on some of this. And now the final piece in my scenario of this is, if you read Sun Tzu, Art of War, he talks about, you know, being where the enemy is before they're there. Every battle is won before you fight it. So if we've got any tactics at all with this, and think of the brains and the hackers and the minds that have got their eye on all of this around the country now, there's some good news there, because all eyes are going to be on this thing. They're going to be on the machines. They're going to be on the drop boxes. They're going to be on the harvesting. They're going to be on the voter rolls. So, and a lot of eyes are on it, including all of ours. So I think those are some reasons to, you know, for sure at least stay in the fight. Don't sit out. You got to stay in the fight with this.
More of your comments from the listeners by text here. The real election deniers are the Republican establishment. Pretending nothing happened doesn't make it go away.
True that.
Mark Levin was talking about how folks from Pennsylvania tried to bring evidence to Bill Barr, and he would have none of it. One other thing, have you done a poll with some different choices other than Fela? He seems very repetitive and just no longer interests me. I would much rather have a Bongino or someone else in that spot. It feels like Fox leadership really steers that ship, not in a good way. All right, a couple of points there, one on Jimmy Fela and the other on interesting tidbit from Mark Levin. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Let's see here. What else do we have for listener? I got a lot of these that I want to get to, and some on different topics, by the way, and that's welcome as well. Anything goes. It's Open Phone Friday, so you tell us what you want to tell us here today on the program. Scott, did you see the story about Hunter Biden at the White House? I did. New York Post had a story about this, and it goes like this. Hunter Biden was at the White House for two straight weeks, right after he agreed to that plea deal. And the story, the gist of the story, the report is that most of the staff didn't know Hunter Biden was staying in the White House, I guess is the gist of this. Now, what I found interesting about the story is that the 2 weeks that he was at the White House just happened to be the time they found that cocaine at the White House. So Hunter was literally living, staying, whatever, I guess, coming over to Daddy's house for the 2 weeks when just happened to coincide. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Find that interesting at all?
Hey, just a crazy coincidence, nothing to see there.
Yeah.
Joe never, ever talked to his son about any of his business dealings. He didn't, he wasn't involved.
The majority of, this is from the New York Post, the majority of the 80-year-old president's aides were unaware of Hunter Biden's extended D.C. visit, which overlapped with a White House state dinner honoring India's prime minister. That was really super weird. Remember, they just announced the plea deal, and he's, he's bouncing around a state dinner and acting like he's Joe Friday. Two Biden family trips to Camp David, the discovery of a bag of cocaine, steps from the Situation Room, and the 4th of July deal where you saw him acting all weird on the balcony. This is the odd. The report notes that the most White House aides, including senior staffers, are not only not involved in conversations about the president's son, but strenuously avoid discussing Hunter Biden's legal woes with the commander-in-chief because of the belief that their contributions and ideas would not be welcome. We got a little tension going on in the White House over Hunter. Sneaking him in there for 2 weeks. Nobody knows about it.
Oh,
the story says...
Family. Ugh.
That's weird.
Ugh.
Story says the lack of open dialogue between President Biden and his aides have been complicating the president's reelection efforts. You bet it has. So, yes, I did see it and was mildly interested. That's for sure. Dave in Rolla, North Dakota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, you're sitting there hollering about all these lawsuits against the voting thing being dismissed for technical reasons. Isn't that just a comment on how stupid the lawyers are that you guys are hiring? And then the second part is, are you really going to vote for a guy who's a admitted sexual predator? Thanks.
Who's the admitted sexual predator? No answer? Oh, they're gone. Dave's gone. That's what we affectionately refer to as a drive-by. How do you want to answer, Dave, Kevin?
You would
vote for Trump and admitted... First of all, you've done that.
I don't think you said Trump. I mean, admitted sexual predator. We can talk about the Biden family is called Joe Pedo Pete because he likes to kiss the girls in his family.
But granddaughters not only love their dads, their grandpops, they always like them, and that's the great thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Trump's not a sexual predator. Trump's a playboy. Trump was a playboy. Trump's a rich dude that had a lot of women around. Movie star, rock star, they all have the same deal. And there's always women around. And did he take advantage of those? Sure he did. He's been married, what, 4 times? Again, I'm not hiring the guy for his personality. I don't care. I'm not hiring for his personal life. And frankly, I don't care. I know it's supposed to be presidential and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I need that bull in that China shop right now. So, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. I'm certainly not voting for the other guy.
It's kind of a tired argument at this point, too.
I'm just tired of it.
I usually suggest that people read the Bible and the story of David in the Bible and find out how much he earned the favor.
We're all sinners.
And the guy was, talk about a sexual predator, messing around with Bathsheba and killing Bathsheba's wife and came to be God's favored son. So, history repeats.
College, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at TetraServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. TetraServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pucklich, they power us here. What's on your mind with Chevy Trucks? A Silverado High Country, the best. One's waiting for you right now, Pucklich Valley City. Go to PucklichValleyCity.com. You can browse. Great pre-owned selection of trucks. Incredible. Absolutely. And, of course, they get great new car selection as well, the Pucklich family. Great GM connection there, Chevy and Bismarck. And, of course, Chevy GMC Buick in beautiful Valley City, North Dakota. They're great folks to do business with. Encourage you to come on in there and tell them Scott sent you at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You got an email, Kev, from a listener that has a good idea. What does it say?
Well, I did, and I was going to come back with the song. Someone emailed in, said, hey, can you guys play Oliver Anthony and Rich Man North of Richmond. I have two versions of it. I have the live version that was last weekend that he played to a packed crowd, but I haven't got that edited yet. But I do have the edited one, and let's roll a little bit of that.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. What the world's gotten to, people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up
make it up line of the song.
How many views now?
Over 15 million last I saw on his YouTube channel.
Pretty cool.
It's amazing. He's got record deal offers now, and unbelievable. Yeah.
Another email here says Kristi Noem should be Donald Trump's running mate. I mentioned earlier Kristi Noem is not a big Hillary Clinton fan. Hillary Clinton was on with Rachel Maddow recently, cackling about being on the show when a fourth indictment was handed down for Donald Trump. And the celebration of the hypocrisy and no equal protection under the law is unbelievable. Anyway, Kristi Noem weighed in on this, and just, it's a drop the mic moment. Listen.
I didn't think that it would be under these circumstances. Yet another set of indictments.
Oh, she's beaming. She's grinning ear to ear, Governor, about another Trump indictment. Your thoughts?
No, she makes me sick. I mean, what's happening right now in this country is a literal breaking of America. And it's a breaking of America because they are proving to us that there is no equal protection under the law. There is no treating every citizen the same. They're using this as a weapon to destroy a political opponent and ignoring the violation of crimes that their own party and their own friends have committed. So, to have someone that has had so much information, recognizes the consequences of this type of an action, to openly sit on national TV and laugh, that person doesn't love America. That person doesn't love our freedom, our republic, as it was created by our great founders. She makes me sick in the fact that she is lightheartedly laughing at this breaking of our foundation and our constitutional rights.
She'd be a good VP. She's very eloquent. Beloved by many, not only in South Dakota, but across the USA. But the only group of people that she's probably not majority loved by would be the Republican-led legislature in South Dakota, something I'll never understand. I think it's something to do with a little bit of jealousy. Tell me if I'm wrong, South Dakota. 701-271-1100. Texter says, where is our representation in Washington on this election issue? I really liked Steve's show yesterday afternoon on this. People are outraged. And the lack of action in Washington on our side is really discouraging people and causing them to lose faith. We need to see more attention on this. I'm really starting to like Steve's show. Well, thank you. That's nice.
Thank you.
For our listeners out west, Steve Hallstrom has a show on the Flag Fargo from 4 until 6 p.m. called the Steve Hallstrom Show. So that's what he's talking about. Sorry, Kev?
They're right. Why is Mike Lindell the only guy why isn't anybody paying attention to this? It makes me wonder, well, are you in on the fix? Why wouldn't you, the ones that are just saying, come on, it wasn't enough to change the outcome. I mean, we always have a little cheating. This is way beyond a little cheating. This is next level banana republic stuff. So, I don't know how I totally agree. I don't know how they're ignoring this. It's unbelievable.
Listener says, I'm sorry, but Hillary is more effective than Kristi Noem. Their party has a thing called unity. Is it unity?
Tactics, yep. I believe, is the correct word.
Yeah.
Plan, Mark Levin, be it evil or not. They have a plan.
Mark Levin has a book coming out, the title of which has caused some to bristle a little bit, but you should read it before you question the title. It's called The Democrats Hate America, Why the Democratic Party Hates America. You can pre-order that book right now, but that goes to the texter's point here that they have something we don't. They absolutely do. I mean, even look at Joe Biden. Couldn't have bungled the situation in Hawaii worse, right? I mean, literally, when they said, what about the fires in Hawaii and the people without homes? And he said, no comment. Okay?
I believe he didn't hear it.
And
he has no idea what anybody's ever asking him, even if they're up close.
But my point is, there was, for about a half a day, a bit of outrage amongst Democrats from Hawaii, obviously, about his indifference to what was happening with these fires. And a half a day later, it's all kumbaya again. You know, I mean, Joe Biden blew it on Hawaii. He blew it. It's his Katrina.
He's
disastrous.
It'll be a good Monday.
Ugh. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And off your order.